Hi, I'm Jerry Wright. I'm a City of Dayton Water Reclamation employee. I am a pre-treatment coordinator, which means that I work with the local industries in town to regulate the, enforce the sewer use ordinance. The sewer use ordinance basically says that you can't dump anything you want down the sewer, specifically anything that is toxic, let's think about cyanide, or something that could cause a fire or an explosion, like gasoline, or something that might obstruct the sewer, let's say a big bunch of grease, or anything that, might interrupt the treatment facility, like let's say lead or cadmium. I am a graduate of the University of Dayton, 1988, long time ago, yes. My degree is in geology. I would have gotten a degree in environmental science, but the environmental science program did not exist in 1984. So I got a degree in geology instead. But if environmental science had existed, that's what I probably would have studied. I've always wanted to work in environmental protection, so it kind of ended up being a dream job to work at the wastewater plant. I do have 20 years of experience working in the laboratory at the wastewater plant, where we test for all those things I was talking about and all that stuff that Maya was doing in the video, I kind of do as well. I guess it's an example of be careful what you wish for, because after 20 years of working in a chemistry lab, I was really kind of tired of it. Even though I still love chemistry, doing it day after day after day, I did get kind of tired of it. So now I'm over in the pretreatment side, where I get to go to industries and look at their process and see what they're doing. I really like what I do. It's a lot of paperwork, but it is interesting. It pays about $30 an hour. But it is a very responsible position in that if I mess up, people come down on me pretty hard because it involves money. I do deal with some pretty big companies. Cargill is probably our biggest, but most of them are like metal finishing places, food processing, that sort of thing is a lot of what we have here in Dayton. I guess the point I would like to make about my job is that although $30 an hour is a pretty good salary, you can make a lot more money in private industry. But there is something about public service that is very different from private industry, and that is this sense of community accomplishment. The example I gave to the last group was the Miami River. When I was in college, the Miami River stank. It was an open sewer. You didn't touch it. You didn't fish in it. When you drove over it, you rolled your windows up because it stank that bad. Well, now the Miami River is great. People fish in it. They swim in it. You know, you can use it as a river and not just as an open sewer. And in my own little way, my very little way, I contributed to that. And that is something that I can say that I did. And that is something that you not necessarily get in private industry where you make stuff. And yeah, you can get a sense of accomplishment from that. But public service really does give you a way of contributing to the world in a way more than just making money. For instance, a police officer or a fireman can save people's lives. A social worker can save people's lives. A teacher affects people, all these people's lives. And although they don't necessarily pay a lot of money, you do get a sense of accomplishment that you don't necessarily get from making stuff. And I just wanted to reinforce to that if your motivation in life is to make money, then obviously go into private industry, make your money, be happy. But if you feel like you want to contribute to the world in a way greater than yourself, public service is a great way of doing it. My father worked in public service. My mother worked in private industry. And my dad always felt kind of a sense of accomplishment at the end of the day, that my mom always felt like, well, I put in my 8 hours. I don't know, just to give you an idea of how that works for me. I don't know really what motivates you, but for me, to know that I've given something back to my community and I get a decent paycheck really does kind of make my day.
You work 5 days a week?
Yes, I work 5 days a week, Monday through Friday during the day. If something does come up, I could potentially have to come in on my own time. You know, I don't get overtime for that, but it is a Monday through Friday job, so it is kind of nice about that. Keeping organized. I'll tell you guys, keeping organized is my worst thing. I would say probably the biggest way to keep organized is to take notes. For me, is to write it down, have it on a piece of paper in front of me. I assume the younger generation would use technology, you know, put it on your phone or something. But keep notes, check your notes, and I guess keep focused on the job, because it is easy to lose focus and look over here, look over there, especially in my job where I have so many different things pulling on me. I supervise the sampling crew, I deal with the industries, I deal with lawyers. So yeah, you have to keep focused. Yes? How many, in a year? Well, $30 an hour calculates to about $60,000 a year. We also get holidays. I personally get about a month's vacation a year, but I've been working here for half of my life, so that is, you know, that is one thing. You don't get it right away, but otherwise it's just salary is the only compensation we have. We don't get bonuses or anything like that. Yes. The worst part of my job, being a supervisor. I don't like supervising. When I was a chemist, I was only responsible for myself, but now that I'm a supervisor, I have to be responsible for other people as well, and not my favorite part, no. Yes. I was at a meeting about an old industrial site, and this was in the early 90s. They were taking organic solvents and just dumping them on the ground right outside of the plant.
Like on the pavement or on the grass?
On the ground, on the grass. On the grass. Yeah, and all that toxic chemical, or, well, the organic compound, got into the drinking water, and now it's a problem. Okay, that's another thing I do want to talk to you guys about, is just the size of environmental problems. Dayton is not a very big town compared to like New York or San Francisco or something like that, but we make tons and tons and tons of waste every year.
2 minutes.
Okay, so
2 minutes remaining.
So when you think about industrial or any sort of environmental problem, just remember that this area here ain't nothing compared to the problems that that the world faces. This is teeny tiny, teeny tiny. So if you think, you know, why don't we just whatever it is, chances are you need to think about the size of the problem. The world is a big place. Human beings make a lot of problems, and we make them on a big scale. So whatever solution you have for the problem, just remember you have to do it on a big scale. And it's got to be cheap, because people are cheap too. Well, honestly, the biggest way to solve a problem is to not cause the problem in the first place. You know, if you have some idea, that can basically take an environmental problem and do the same thing without doing that, that's where you're going to make your money. And be socially responsible. Yes. I have only worked in the Dayton area. I work for the city now. I worked for the county prior to that. And I worked for a private laboratory in Moraine prior to that. Many times I've wanted to move away, but Dayton keeps calling me back. So, you know, I love Dayton. You know, I've lived here all my life. I'm really glad to be here and to be a part of it. Yes. Demanding, honestly, probably the most demanding place I worked at was the private laboratory, just because there's the client wants their results back as soon as possible. But chemistry works on it at its own time, and you physically cannot hurry chemistry up. It is just impossible. So a lot of times the client will want their results basically as physically possible as it can be done. So if there's ever a problem on my part, we're done.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.